98.9 Buzz, Judgment Zone, and Spisano and Sandy. She called me out. She called me out.
I did call you. I just let you know. Don't wear that jacket in front of somebody that you want to impress because it stinks.
You must have worn that jacket to a diner the last time you wore it because it has that diner greasy, stinky smell.
I made penne pasta with vodka sauce, and there's a lot of garlic and onions in it. And it was in the kitchen because I used it the other night. It was sitting on the chair, and I had to take the dogs out. So it got in the way in the kitchen.
Okay.
So
wash it.
Yeah, it's stinky cocaine. But to call people out who have a smelly coat are the people being put in the judgment zone.
Did you want me not to tell you?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
I do not want you to tell me.
You're walking around with a smelly jacket and you don't want me to say anything.
I kind of know that it's stinky coat. I do know. I realized it.
I don't realize it when I have a stinky coat.
So when you get a second, take your coat, take your jacket, the sleeve, and smell it just above the wrist.
People have done it to me and I thank them. Because sometimes you don't realize your winter coat gets to a point where it's, you know, you wear it all winter and it smells like winter, right? And your car is another thing. Your car kind of stinks after a while and you don't even realize it. And your jacket is the same thing.
Well, you know what? This is my argument. I say it's a jerk move because anything smells. Everything smells unless it's brand new. So when I walk into your house, you want me to comment on that too?
If my house stinks, yeah.
Yeah. But you don't smell it when you walk in. It's because it's your house. It's that house smell that you have.
But when you say everything has a smell, true, but not everything has to have a bad smell.
Let's go to the calls this morning here on The Buzz. Hi, The Buzz. Is it jerk or justified to tell someone they have a stinky coat?
Good morning. It's a million times justified.
Justified.
Ray, you would want to know, right? Ray is one of the lead jurors here in the judgment zone.
Well, the reason being, especially now, if you're going to a private home or you're someplace private, then maybe not necessarily. But if I'm out in public and me, I deal with customers, and if I smell or I have a rip in my pants or something that's out of place, please tell me.
Really?
Oh, yes, man.
Because that makes the first impression. If they think you're unkempt because you smell, or you have ripped clothes, or whatever the case may be, I don't want that impression on somebody I'm talking to that's a potential customer.
Thank you. It's noted.
If you agree or disagree, you need to call 222-2899, okay? It's judgment zone.
Definitely a jerk.
I don't want anybody telling me that, right?
Yeah, because basically, how do you know, like you just said, you had you were grilling and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Some people actually like that smell.
Thanks, man.
It's just a little too personal. It's just a little bit too much. I know we're friends. We've known each other forever. But to tell a coworker that their jacket stinks.
I would even extend it to anybody. If you run into me at the mall and my jacket stinks, I want you to tell me whether I know you or not. Whether we're meeting for the very first time, I want you to be like, wash your jacket.
Stranger?
Yeah.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you. You smell a little bit.
I would never want to have something wrong with the smell of anything. My breath, my body odor, my jacket. Tell me, please, because that's humiliating.
222-2899. What do you say? Jerk or justified?
Jerk. I want somebody to know that my jacket smells.
Right?
I know it already.
Yeah, we do.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know. When someone called me out the other day, I went for my brow appointment. And she's like, she said it nice, you know, like, were you just at a diner? And I'm like, oh God, I got to wash this jacket. I was very grateful for that.
I feel passive aggressive when I feel like somebody's being passive aggressive when they're doing that. Like, I'm trying to be nice. Like, that goes back to the whole thing. Like, oh, I don't mean to offend you, but that's the same thing.
Which was ruled justified, by the way.
Which was not in my mind.
If you recall that court case.
Yeah. Okay. Jerk. We got it. Thanks, man. Hey, to Buzz, is it jerk or justified just to tell a coworker that their jacket stinks?
So a coworker, okay, I didn't hear that part, but I'm guessing it's a little different for guys than it is girls. If a guy has a stinky jacket on, I'm not thinking he gives much of a crap about it.
That's true.
So he's probably like, oh, this is the only one I like or the only one I'm willing to wear, and so I'm putting it on. A girl with a stinky jacket, yeah, I think totally justified. I would want to know.
Right.
Okay.
So I would very nicely and genuinely say, girl, let me just let you know.
That okay, so we need to...
We need to spray in my bag. We can cover it up, you know.
All right, so we need to generalize it to just a coworker. There's no sex involved here. There's no
right,
guy, there's no girl.
Somebody you know, somebody you work with. Yeah, dude, your jacket smells. Either go sit
okay.
over there.
Justified. Okay, justified.
Yeah.
Thank you. 222-2899 to get this call here. Hey, hi to Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
Justified. Watch the damn thing.
Yeah.
It's time to smell fresh. It's springtime. Watch
yeah.
it.
Yes,
have a great weekend, guys. Thank you.
You too. You're the best. Thanks for being a part of the Buzz Listener Jury.
Hi to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Justified.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's something you can do something about, you should do it.
And you're going to tell somebody.
You go to church, do unto others you want them to do unto you. You want to know those things. It's like something between your teeth. You can do something about
yes.
it. You know, it's not like you got a crooked nose, dude. You need an operation. This is something.
Very
you know?
Valid. Very good point. Thank you very much.
I can smell this jury's decision.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.